We lopen met Michelle Booth hier door het centrum van Derby. Derby zeggen wij, maar het is Derby. We zijn al in het museum geweest samen met Matt, de curator. Die vertelde dat er een standbeeld was van Bonnie Prince Charlie. And here we are.
Yes, here we are. We've just been into the Bonnie Prince Charlie room at the museum, which is fabulous, as you saw. Yeah. The Bonnie Prince Charlie sits at his desk with the brilliant commentary around. And here we are at the back of the cathedral, in between the cathedral and the silk mill, a statue to commemorate Bonnie Prince Charlie coming to Derby and turning back because he was given false information. And if he hadn't turned back, things could have been.
Ja, hij wilde hier even koning worden, maar dat is hem niet gelukt. Ik zei al dat we met in het museum waren geweest net en dat we nog naar een ander museum gaan. En het museum dat is eigenlijk huisvest in een fabriek. This wasn't a museum always.
No. Where we are now, we've just left the statue and we're walking along Cathedral. This is called Cathedral Green. And this is a great space. We have lots of outdoor activities and events on this space. And we're walking towards the silk mill, which, as you can see, is a very impressive old building, which is on the banks of the River Derwent. So it's a fantastic location. And this was the site of the first ever factory, which used the power of water from the River Derwent to generate energy for the silk mill.
You started the Industrial Revolution, I think.
This was the start of the Industrial Revolution in the UK, which obviously changed history and how people worked. It was originally built to house, the silk mill was originally built to house machines for twisting silk together to make threads. The silk mill has a really exciting history. The design of the machines was copied by John Loom during a period he spent in Italy. Oh. He was a very naughty man. He was working within the Italian silk industry and he stole their designs and brought them back to the UK. Yeah. So this possibly espionage. Is the first ever example of industrial espionage, which is very naughty. So these huge machines were capable of producing a great quantities of silk that traditional spinsters who worked in their homes on spinning wheels couldn't do. But the new machines required large buildings and a considerable power source. As you can see, they used that from the river. So in 1722, Mr. Loom, I think it was very soon after the silk mill was built, he died in very mysterious circumstances. It was widely believed that he was poisoned by an Italian, by the Italians, as vengeance for stealing their trade secrets.
En als we dan naar dit gebouw gaan, waarvan ja, het staat nog helemaal recht, dan kun je dan nog terecht om te zien hoe het vroeger was, omdat het een museum is. But it's not only a museum. I think people can learn about it.
Yes. The museum was actually closed about 18 months ago. It housed Rolls-Royce engines. Obviously, Rolls-Royce is a company that's based in Derby. And also, it housed a lot of the railways, again, based in Derby. A lot of their old railway history and stuff. But they wanted to do something else with the museum, and we've had a number of bids in to try and improve the museum. But at the moment, they've got a really exciting project called Remake the Museum, which is being supported by funding from the Happy Museum Projects and Arts Council England, and has enabled members of the public to become citizen curators, taking part in organised sessions, helping design and build new displays, furniture and fittings from the ground floor from scratch. And the participants can learn new skills, meet new people and have direct input into the future of one of the city's most well-loved icons.
Ja, en dat kun je dus doen. Je kunt hier van donderdag tot met zondag terecht. Eigenlijk de remake, de reimagining Derby Silk Mill. Betekent ook dat je hier eigenlijk de activiteit kunt doen die men vroeger deed. Om te kijken hoe het werd gemaakt. Maar uiteraard ook allemaal andere dingen kunt doen, kunt zien. Dit museum ligt eigenlijk achter de kathedraal. We hebben daar een brochure van. Er is een visitorcenter bij en je kunt daar altijd terecht. Verder is er een tocht die je kunt doen. Michel heeft daar al eerder over verteld. Je kunt eigenlijk een soort pad volgen, het industriële pad. Derwent Valley Mills. Dan zie je onderweg allerlei molens die men gemaakt heeft. Je kunt lopen van het hele traject, maar ook van station naar station. Ook vanuit Derby kun je dan vertrekken. Eigenlijk vanaf het station langs het water. De River Derwent. En dan kom je uiteindelijk helemaal naar het noorden terecht bij Matlock. Matlock Bath. We hebben al eerder verteld, dat zei Michelle althans, dat je ook in het hele gebied hieromheen nog heel veel kunt doen, heel veel kunt zien, heel veel kunt beleven. Maar we starten deze trip natuurlijk in Derby. Alle informatie kunt u ook vinden op de site www.visitderby.co.uk.